Hello, creeps. It's me, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And thanks for listening to 8-Bit Geek.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another edition, volume, I don't even know what year it is.
Five.
How many times we've
been
doing
this? You're five.
You're five? Yeah, we gotta be past year five by now. Anyways, it is 8-Bit Horror Fest, where we watch a bunch of scary movies and we tell you about them.
We chit chat and say how good or bad, mostly bad, they were.
I would say, hey, over the last few years, we've watched some really shitty movies.
That is true.
But I will say, I think we've watched more good movies than we've watched bad movies.
I'll give you that. I'll agree.
Yeah, last year, I believe we did the space theme, and boy, were there some clunkers in that one, huh?
Mm-hmm. But we have an all new theme this year.
Yeah, this year's theme. Okay, so 2 years ago, we did The Origins, which was like the first movies in a franchise. So, you know, we did Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. What else did we watch?
Child's Play.
Child's Halloween. Play? Halloween. Yeah. So we did all of those like OG movies. So this year we're coming in with the reboots and remakes, and it is typically we have one movie this month that we'll be watching that is technically a sequel, and that is 2019's Halloween. We'll be watching that one later this month. But for the most part, everything else we're watching are the reboots and remakes. So not necessarily direct sequels, but just, you know, I guess a reboot and slash remake, whatever you want to categorize it as. So tonight, or today, whenever the fuck you're listening to this, episode one of 2019's 8-Bit Horror Fest, we watched, with much chagrin, 2010's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah. And we're coming in hot, just like a fajita.
I warned you all.
We got into it in the text. About it. you were like, no, it's the worst horror film ever made.
No, I don't know about the worst horror film ever made, because there's some pretty fucking bad horror movies out there.
True.
I just like said Phantasm. It was the worst remake ever made.
Okay.
I don't even know if I would go that far. Did you not see Day of the Dead?
I wouldn't go that far. I was able to stomach this movie, and I was able to find at least some enjoyment out of it. But before we get into the movie, I think there's something very important to talk about. This character was recast, and we have to jump on that first because of the fact that Freddy Krueger has such a legendary, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, this is a character that will go down in history of movie cinema for horror films. It is a legendary character played by Robert Englund. And he decided, you know what, I'm gonna step away from it. And so we have a new actor playing Freddy Krueger, and they chose
Jackie Earle Haley.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I was gonna say, who's the kid who played in Sixth Sense?
Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say him.
Oh, God, actually, that would have been pretty funny. chubby dude coming after you.
So let's start first with Freddy, and overall, did you enjoy his look? Did you like his laugh? And was he scary or even terrifying to you?
When we release this, we should post my notes with it too, so people can maybe watch along and read my thoughts, because I don't know, like, the way I put stuff, but it mostly is, like, man, this makeup fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, and there is a lot of it where it's like, I like what Jackie Earle Haley is doing. I hate this fucking makeup. And I mean, like, that's like in my notes where it's like, I don't hate it. I kind of like this, less, you know, smart ass wise cracking killer. For this kind of more creepy, sinister killer, it's fine, but I just don't fucking like the makeup. And he's supposed to be like a burn victim. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, or, well, you know, I mean, that's how he died. He's burned to death. And yeah. So he's supposed to have that burn look. And I think for the most part, they did a good job because the skin does tighten and it doesn't hold a lot of expression. But like, it is so hard to go against.
Yeah, it's hard to the convey. Original
with,
yeah,
because with that makeup, even though it was very, I mean, let's be honest, Freddy's makeup in the original and in most of those following is very cheesy. Like it does not necessarily look like a burn wound as much as just like a fucked up monster look, which is fine. It works for the character, but at the same time, it's super cheesy looking. But again, it works. Whereas this was like. They tried to go too real, but the makeup just wasn't quite good enough because it made him very stiff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's no emotion in the face, which really kills the performance. And the prosthetics were really terrible, especially around the mouth. He could not, when he talked, he couldn't like have a full, he couldn't pronounce things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking a lot of his stuff had to have been done in ADR. They probably went back and of his dialogue later because I mean, again, you know, with the burn, I mean, burn victims typically again your skin tightens as it gets like mm-hmm. burned and melted away, so like that it makes sense, but it shouldn't make sense for this nightmare monster killer. Like it needs to have they and I don't know if it's because of the year they did it, but that can't be it, because 2012 we got Two-Face and his fucked up burned face, because mm-hmm. he had a little bit of that, of like missing cheekbone and like mm-hmm. exposed flesh, which was really, I mean, I liked that, but like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like he could have had like ripped skin to have more flexibility of the mouth and lips to give him more like a more creep factor. But instead they just went with like almost too real, which is where the character kind of failed, is that it was, he's a nightmare creature.
There's something. There's something with the upper lip to the nose, like lip,
that's why.
Yeah, so it's no lip,
smooth spot. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I had in my notes. The burns made him look like a shitty Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, looked like a Ninja Turtle from the new.
Because when your skin movies. Burns away, the parts that burn away the first are your eyelids, your lips, and your nose and ears.
The thinnest parts.
So yeah, if they wanted to go super realistic, I mean, yeah, again, they would tighten and stuff, but they would also probably just be burned away, so it would just be exposed teeth, which mm-hmm. would have been fucking terrifying.
That would have scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, a blinkless eyes. Are you kidding me? And they kind of got rid of the nose. They kind of like pushed his nose in a little bit to give it more of like a like that kind of got charred off. But like, yeah, it just.
It just
when you're going against again the original and how expressive he was despite the burn makeup and stuff, it was tough. But I did like some of the he did kind of turn into Batman a couple of times with his dialogue.
Well, I was gonna say his voice didn't work for me.
That's in my notes. Like I like the voice, but it does not match the Freddy.
No.
Like it does not match.
No, it doesn't.
It does not match what he looked like. In that, again, he's like, there's like, I know you didn't say that on set. Like, I know you weren't able to get that performance out of you there.
Look
at me. And all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Once again, I had in my notes for his voice. It was Freddy, AKA Rorschach, doing a Duke Nukem impression.
Yeah. I think
because like, Every time it's one-liners, it sounded like I was playing fucking Duke Nukem. He's like, yeah, you're never going to wake up, Nancy. I'm like, all right, we can throw a dollar at her there, Duke.
I have some my notes, because I'm sitting there watching this, and there's literally a part where I'm like, let me see if I can find it real quick. What was Freddy's original motive, like in the original movie? It's like I don't remember this pedo like angle.
Yeah.
I was like and then like later in the notes, looked it up, he was just a kid killer.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So I was like, I get it, you want to make him worse, because I think, you know, for some reason we're okay with a serial killer dream monster who killed kids. But then like to really villainize him, he didn't kill kids. He fucked kids. Mm-hmm. And like, that, you know, for whatever reason, our brain's like, nope,
That made
kill them all day, but you doink a kid, absolutely not.
Yeah, that made me question. I was like, oh, maybe I don't like Freddy no more.
Yeah.
Well, and the problem I had with that too is because halfway through the movie, they make you question whether Freddy actually did it or not. Because remember when they're showing those backstories of him playing like hide and seek with him in the garden, like he seemed like it was just innocent. And then also the scene where he's in getting thrown in, you know, where everyone's throwing the firebombs and everything. And it looks like he's pleading for his life, like he actually didn't do it. And so it makes the audience think that maybe Freddy was innocent. And it's like, wait, what the fuck are we doing here?
You know what? Yeah. That would have been a villain. That would have been a better angle.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been because at that point it's like, his motive makes sense. He's angry. He's gonna get back at all of the adults. It's revenge.
Yeah.
Right. It's yeah. And I was thinking that too. And I think I even and again in my sorry, I go, I just read a part where I was just like, just a shame about that makeup though. So it made me laugh.
It's really, I noted this many times too.
Okay. I was like, okay, so the kids were all in the same preschool class. Connie Britton, you lying hag. Because it was when she was like, I wasn't trying to hide anything from you. Like, yeah, you put this in the back of a dresser. You were hiding shit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I was like, oh, yay, flashback. Fred Krueger, Gardner, lived in the basement, scratched little girls. I was like, oh, yeah, he did more than that. Yep, totally a pedo. And then it was like, wait a minute, did he do it? What is happening?
Right?
Is he innocent? Was Freddy innocent? No way, right? Like, it's like, man, that might actually make this worse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that part ruined it. I mean, well,
but like, but worse in that they're like, yeah, we just watched the parents just torch him and stuff like. But that sucks. Like, that makes the parents the villains in this.
Yeah, that would have been great.
I think I would have really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Before I was gonna say, when it comes back to later where they discover he is a pedo and stuff, I remember I was like I don't think I like this.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, because then he starts doing all the creepy voice things where it's like, I'm your boyfriend now, and it was just like,
yeah. And then they really leaned into it with all that, and I just was like, this is giving me a creeper vibe.
Yeah. I also like the part where, okay, when he like, this is towards the end of the movie when he captures her or whatever, when he gets Nancy in the dream, and she's like, fuck you! And he goes, sounds fun, but a little too fast for me. That fucking killed me. I don't know why. I mean, I know it's supposed to be funny, but then my immediate next note is, wait, is he going to, where are all these snarky remarks coming from? Yeah. Like, because it was like, that felt like an original Freddy, like, moment, like a thing that, like...
Yeah. They just threw it in. They just threw it in. Okay, before we dive deeper into it, I do want to make note, going back to just the way that he looks. Jackie is like 3'2". he was not menacing at all with his body movements, how big he was. He did not fit that character. I think it was a complete miscast when it comes to that aspect of it. He's some of the moves that he did were, I don't know, like the way that they shot the angles, it just was not very, it did not feature him in a great light. Like when he was at the board and he did this little shimmy where he turns around and he's like, and you're just like, that is not a terrifying move, man.
Yeah.
So I just didn't like the entire casting choice. Did you know, I was watching an interview after I watched this. I went back and found an interview where they were talking about Robert Englund. And they asked him about the movie. And he was like, you know, I just think it failed because of the fact that it came out at the wrong time. It came out a year after they released the Blu-ray box set of the original movies. So a whole new generation got to watch me as Freddy, and then all of a sudden you introduce a new Freddy, and I don't think it took too well. But the interesting thing that he said was also the reshoots killed it. They went back and reshot the entire beginning of the movie, the entire diner scene. And instead of building the characters up to meet Freddy and to know who Freddy is and all that, They're already in the middle of the Freddy nightmare, which gives you no reason to care for these characters, and it just doesn't set up a really good movie. So
that was one of my things too, was like, I was like, you know, as it opened with the diner, or with a nightmare set in a diner, and I was like, just right off the bat, and it's just like, and then I remember thinking later in the movie and stuff, when it's like, so okay, how did this start? Like, because we start with this kid already going through it, but then it like jumped to the other kids, but when did they start going through it too?
And you know what, and I found that, really,
it's just there was no yeah.
So
it was like we started the movie. The movie started without us.
Yeah, the movie started 20 minutes before we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then what I found really interesting was at the funeral, the blonde girl, I don't remember her name.
Chris
knows absolutely zero info of what's going on. She's at the diner. She witnesses a dude getting up and slicing his own throat and going, you're not real. You're not real. You're not real. And somehow, from just this information, she has deduced that someone is in his dreams trying to kill him. and with zero info, she knows, because I think she said, this was her quote in the movie. It's like someone made him do it, you know, from him just saying you're not real. How? How do we have that info?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was kind of a ridiculous. I think all of that was bad edits. I think the editor was like, oh, this is all I got to work with.
Yeah. I'm reading my notes and stuff. Like, oh, you can kind of like tell where that was at in the movie, because it was like open with a nightmare set in the diner. This dude is gonna bite it so hard to set the tone. God, I hope Freddy has some one-liners and says bitch a few times. Is it? Damn it, yep. Dude didn't bite it, but he did cut his hand, apparently. Enter Black Canary, because that's Katie Cassidy from Arrow.
Oh, my God. How did I not even notice?
Yeah, so enter Black Canary. And then high school dudes are pervs and totally suck, because that's when we cut to the group of dudes down there, and they're trying to get that dude to, like, they're staring at the chick's ass and stuff. And I go, Jesus, were teens this emo in 2010?
Yep.
Yeah.
These dreams are real. Quality acting.
Yeah. Real talk too, while we're at that too, what's up with fucking Walmart Robert Pattinson there?
Oh,
who the fuck with, was
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Who the fuck was that dude?
I go, okay, damn, Freddie made him, this dude slit his own throat. Also, mediocre makeup. are they in high school still? How old are these characters? I assume high school, but I guess they could be college age.
Yeah, that dude was like 35.
Yeah. Yep. And then the next one, I hope we see Jesse's band play. I mean, I don't know if he's in a band, but I assume that he is. Yeah. Classic Freddy wallpaper scene, but clearly CG and not practical like the original.
So since we're on that subject, let's tackle that. For a remake or a reboot of the series, they sure did reuse a lot of tropes from the and a lot of kills and I get that, hey, let's do a callback, maybe one, but not all of them, right? You know, and instead of doing the stairs, they did a blood bath, you know, at the top of the stairs they did the blood bath, the
blood pool or whatever,
blood pool. Oh. And then they still did the flying scene, and they still did the bathroom scene, and they still did the wall scene, and you know, I loved how creative these past Freddy movies were, like with the pizza with the kids' faces on it, and the dog, and the TV. Like, where's that creativity, and why didn't they do that kind of stuff? I would have loved to see that, other than just these conventional kind of kills.
I had the same thing written down, and I said it felt like a cheap cash-in. I mean, they knew what they just wanted to get something out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read my notes. We can talk about things as we go through. I don't know. What was Freddy's original motive? I think these are kids who got away or some shit in the movie. Was that the plot in the original? Because I'm like, I don't remember. Addicts suck. Freddy's makeup sucks. Remember me. I say it sucks, but at the same time, I guess it's better than the original, but the OG has such a more iconic look than this. And again, that goes towards the, like, it's more realistic towards what a burn victim would look like versus what original Freddy looked like. All right, high schoolers for sure. Look at all these edgy emo teens.
Yep.
Because my God, there was a kid in the class. There's a classroom scene. There's a kid there with the swoop hair. He's got the swoop black hair. Mm-hmm. So, hey. I'm flopping the hair around. And then
somebody's wearing a fucking Joy Division shirt too.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the same kid. Yeah. And then there's this one part where I go, fuck, that effect was so cool. Chris falls asleep in class and like everything blows up around her in this cool silent hill.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
I was like, I really fucking dug that. Because it was so cool how it was just like she's there and then literally it just like blows up. It just like into like this dusty, grimy, gross, you know, look of his nightmare world. I really fucking dug that. One of my notes later on was like, man, Rick and Morty really nailed the aesthetic.
Hey, well, speaking of, while we're on Chris, by the way, what the fuck? Why? This is another thing I think of bad editing. Why would they start the movie at making Chris like a basic red herring? Because they start the movie making it seem like she's like the survivor girl in a way. And then she dies like 20 minutes into the movie, but they followed only her. And then afterwards they introduce Nancy.
Did they not do that in the original? I feel like the original did something like that too as well.
I don't think it was that blatant. I'm pretty sure they had Nancy from the beginning. And Chris was a good friend of Nancy's and they hung out.
Yeah.
But I don't remember like them having a whole Chris side story going on like they did for this, where it made you feel like that. I feel like they kept trying to swerve the audience. They were very bad at it.
Yeah. I got Katie Cassidy is totally going to die. Or Chris. Oh, you know they fucked. Because the ex-boyfriend shows up and then she's like, stay with me. And there's a shot of them lying in bed and they're in their underwear. Like, oh, you know they fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare sequence, RIP Rufus. And then it goes to the whole, like, was he a pedo thing? Girl, you ain't awake. Don't fall for it. And then I go, rip, if the claws didn't kill her, her being tossed around like a rag doll did it. Like, because she got fucking just thrown around. Mm-hmm. That was cool. First name drop is 32 minutes in when we first hear of Fred or Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the classic, don't fall asleep. If you die in your dreams, you die in real life. That happened between the dude, because he just killed. Or no, he didn't. He just witnessed Chris being killed and he runs over to Nancy's house. Yeah, Jesse. Which I kept calling him Chad because I didn't remember his name.
Yeah, Chad number one, Chad two.
Yeah, because I even go, I say, also good luck for not being arrested for this, Chad, or whatever your name is. Because he runs out of the house covered in blood.
Oh, yeah.
And then, okay, so don't fall asleep. If you die in your dreams, you die for real. Police brutality. Don't tase me, bro. Because he's like, I didn't do it. And he gets arrested and like just brutally like tackled and taken down, and it's like there's no way you guys had time to go into that house, assess the scene, and determine that dude murdered somebody. Like they went in like, oh, we've been chasing this fool for an hour. Yeah,
it's the fugitive.
Let's see if there's anything else good. So yeah, we kind of go through that. The kid dies in jail, which I thought his death was cool, and also I think I have it in here where it's like six. When your heart stops beating, your brain's active for 7 minutes.
Yeah. Brain, we still have 6 minutes to play.
Yeah, it was like, we still have six more minutes to play. I go, shit's demented. Shame about that makeup. And then exposition. Because there was so much of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I go, okay, who lays in a tub that way?
Yeah, that was a weird cheat. They obviously work in the camera there, because that was a weird-ass way.
Yeah, because... wasn't she like, man, I feel like in the original, like she's laying the same way in the original movie when they do that same shot, but I feel like she was maybe doing something. Cause again, who lies like that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
And then I was like, was the CG, was the hand CG?
No.
Cause it comes out of the water, but the way it goes back in without like the water stirring, I was like, did they CG that? The hand coming out of the water and then dipping back in?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. And stuff about drugs, like this dude's heart's gonna explode because he's taking so much caffeine pills and stuff.
Dude took an adrenaline shot to his leg and was just like, hey, I'm fine.
I'm good now.
Yeah.
Snowing in the bedroom, bad sign, girl, wake up. And then he like licks her face in that dream, and I was like, that's goddamn gross. Like, I hate it. I don't know. And we kind of got over some of this other stuff. The swimming pool stuff was real bad when the kid's like in the middle of a race and I guess he falls asleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was actually cool. Pretty cool, too. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like it.
Me neither.
He gets dragged under.
Who falls asleep?
He gets dragged under, and then he pops out of a pool in the other side, on the other side or whatever, in the dream world. And that's where we get the back. He watches his family like burn Freddy Krueger alive.
Yeah.
And I was like, is Freddy Krueger showing him this? Like, why does Freddy Krueger care that this kid sees how he dies?
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this? And I guess it's all for us and not for him, but and then I go, man, this place went up fast. Are we supposed to feel sorry for Freddy? And then I got another thing that says angsty teens. So stupid. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, but then by the end it's like terrible CG with the scissors in the eye. I'm your boyfriend now, it's just gross. Nancy got the bitch line. It's like the only time anyone actually says bitch. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't from Freddy. And then I said, are we going to get the nightmare ending too? Please say yes. Please, please, please. Yes! Because I got the crash through, pull the body back.
Yeah.
I have in my notes, and we talked about this yesterday while we were talking in chat. I said somehow the backstory from Freddy versus Jason seemed way more in depth than this whole 90-minute movie. Like, I don't know how they pulled that off. Like, the Freddy versus Jason one's right to the point. And they were like, here, Freddy's a child killer. This is what he did wrong. Go. And it's like, this whole movie couldn't even fucking do that.
You know, I will say that I will give it some love. Hold on. One more thing before I give it love. I really enjoyed how they let the audience know that these actors, these characters were sleepy. Because all they kept doing was this number. They'd rub their eyes and put their hands in their eyes. And they're like, so this is the only way that we know to tell that they're sleepy. Like, we couldn't see them nodding off or anything like that. It was always, let's rub the eyes. So I got a good chuckle out of that. That was always fun. But they did get me on two occasions with jump scares.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The one where he's in bed with Lana Del Rey.
Chris?
No. Yeah, with Chris. And he jumps on her, and like I was like, oh, whoa, got me. Okay, you got me. You got me once. And then I forget the second time. It wasn't memorable, but yeah. But one thing they nailed. The opening credits. It really set the tone.
Yeah.
Okay, question. Did your opening credit sequence, I have this in my notes, because it was weird. Double names?
Yes.
Mine?
Yeah, they did a normal name and then like a...
They're like scratched in and there's text on top.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, do you think we can't read? Why are there... double wag.
I had subtitles on. I thought it was just me. I guess it's not.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And I was thinking the same thing. I was like, is this for subs? Like hard encoded on it? Like what's happening? But then when the movie started, there wasn't any. So I was like, no, not that. So it was like, why is this happening? Why? And okay, that's just how they did it. It was stupid. I don't understand. Like if you're going to go through the time to have the art team make these fucking opening credits without them, why are you putting them on top?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little
some strange. Producer at the last minute was like, "Ooh, we can't read them.
Someone can't read these."
Yeah.
I will say, if we want to get to like the kind of final scoring of the movie.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hold on, before that, I do want to give my one positive note on this movie.
Kev did find one thing that he liked about it. This
here that it ended.
Oh yeah, that was okay. Two things.
he was growing on you,
Clancy Brown. Yes. That's my only favorite thing about this. I fucking love Clancy Brown and everything he does. And it was good to see him in this movie because I was like, oh, thank God I'm not alone. And every scene he was in, I was like, okay, this movie is a little better now. But then every time he wasn't in the scene, I was like, yep, this movie's back to being shit.
Dad, you killed Freddy. Who told you that?
I don't even care anymore. I just love him. He's
where did you hear that name?
Since Starship Troopers. Oh, he's won my heart.
Martha.
Please say their name. So, okay, I went in with the lowest of expectations, knowing that the movie just got panned when it came out, and then Kev just hemming and hawing over how just...
That really affected my score.
Like, who's the worst?
I've been shitting on this movie, though, since it literally came out. Yeah. I have never had a good thing to say about it, so I apologize for bringing the influence.
And so having watched it and watching all of it, and I think with going in with such low expectations, I did not hate it. Like, there are things, like in our text, when we were texting, I was like, there were things I found problematic. I don't care for the pedo angle. One of the reasons why Freddy has done so well over the years is the fact that the audience loves him. Mm-hmm. Which, again, is kind of a problem because he's a serial killer. But, again, apparently, child serial killer better than child, like, serial...
Everyone loves pedo. Chucky.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, but when it comes to fucking the kids, instead of just murdering them, like, it's just off. It's, no.
Yeah.
And so, it made him unlikable, which is, I guess, fine because you want a monster. But at the same time, it's like, but it's Freddy. You do this with a new character. You don't do it with a classic, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a line that they cross. Mm-hmm. And that's why I won't get a sequel. Because, again, it's like, okay, cool. Yay, good. He's dead again. Thank God.
Jackie Earle Haley was signed on for 3 films, too. For this.
If they hadn't done that angle, if they just left it with just being a serial killer, mm-hmm. I think it would have fared well with people. I think they would have gotten another movie.
Maybe.
I could see it. Because it made him, which it's so tough because it's like he's a villain, he's not supposed to be likable, but at the same time it's fucking Freddy, so it is supposed to be likable at some point. And there's a reason why he's been a fan favorite and an icon for 30 plus years, right? So, I didn't like that angle. I didn't like the makeup, but again, that's something that could have been fixed in another movie as well. But like. Overall, while it was super predictable and stuff, like, it wasn't a bad movie. And if this was someone's like first introduction into a Freddy movie or whatever, it's not a terrible introduction. Yeah. Because I think I said this when we watched the original Nightmare on Elm Street, like that was one of my least favorite ones that we watched. I didn't care for it. Like I didn't like some of the over the top cheesiness of it. I thought it made it less scary, but again, like maybe that's what people like about that one. But I can't deny the fact that he's a fucking icon. Like, you know what I mean? There's a reason why he had like 10 goddamn sequels. Like, so I didn't hate it. I don't think it's the best movie we're gonna watch. I think we have got some really great things lined up this year. But I went in expecting to hate it, and I didn't. So
what do you get?
Out of 5 or 10?
5.
I'll give it a 3 out of 5.
I share the same views. Other than I think his makeup and everything did not make him a likable character. I don't think, he doesn't sell lunchboxes. And I think I think the original Freddy did.
Well, I agree. I didn't like the makeup either. I mean, that was definitely one of my things. And I was saying, if they had something you could fix in another movie.
Yeah. But overall, I didn't hate it. I went in thinking it was going to be a 1 because of what Kevin said about it. Then we all remembered that he loves Phantasm. So.
Oh, hold that against me for the rest of my life.
We will.
Listen, I'm not one to normally yuck people's yum, but I will yuck your that yum for you for fucking ever.
Now, if you did, here's the deal.
I never said trust my taste.
No. I think we would have respected it, and you never would have heard of us again about it.
Heard of us?
Heard of us? Heard from us again about it? If you didn't build it up so much, but since you built it up to be that you were like, "Hey guys, I'm warning you right now. This is the greatest horror film you'll ever watch."
No, I never fucking said that.
Mm-hmm. You're like, man, J.J. Abrams loved it. That's why Captain Phasma has that name, and she's in the chrome armor. This movie's gonna change your fucking mind.
I did not say that.
It's gonna blow your mind. You guys are never gonna be the same after this.
You also said
never said that.
I've literally spent today because we've
go back
about
to
this.
The review.
I've literally been thinking about this like almost all day because we were talking about it the other day. I cannot remember what the fuck that movie was about. I don't remember a goddamn thing.
It's a wonderful coming of age movie.
You know what I remember? All I remember is the sex scene in a cemetery.
Yeah, and then someone like changed.
The girl turns right into the fucking to the tall man. It's great.
So
like
weird.
Mid-orgasm.
It's great. Yeah, it's great. I don't know, Kev. I don't know if I believe you. Just because of the fact of you remember how you were saying you weren't a PlayStation 4 fanboy, and then you started drinking from a PlayStation cup.
Well, yeah. Remember those days? They gave me a free cup. I'm gonna take a free cup if I get a free cup.
Well, I want to pass up free cups. Also, remember that time we're at the convention and State Farm tried to offer me a free pen, and I was about to sign a form.
That's right. See?
Yo, I signed my life away that day. I don't even own my house anymore.
I don't even have it. I got insurance with them. I don't even know what I have insured. Couldn't say no. I got a USB drive out of it. Four gigs.
Four gigs. That doesn't even do anything for you. It holds one photo now. I give it three Freddy fingers out of five.
Oh man, I forgot we were doing the thing. Oh, it's too late for me to go back.
Kev, make it up for him.
This movie, this is literally the second time I saw this movie. The first time I saw it was in theaters when it came out. And I'll honestly say I liked it a little bit more this time because I've shat on it so much. I really did bring it to the rock bottom. So that's good. But I'm going to go as far as 2 out of 5. And that's being very fucking generous for this movie. Like I was disappointed.
What?
2 burning fucking cheeks out of 5. 2 gaping cheek holes out of 5.
Are we talking butts?
No.
Yes. Freddy's burnt butt cheeks.
Yeah. What we don't see is the
scary
part.
That was one of
the
deleted scenes. See, I would have given it 3 out of 5. We got to see Freddy twerk. Fuck yeah. 3 out of 5 then.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right, well, that's it for this week. Doug, what do we have on tap for next week? What are we going to be watching?
Next week, this episode should drop. Next week's episode should drop on Friday the 11th. Ooh. So we'll be watching Friday the 13th.
Yes!
Yeah!
2009's Friday the 13th, which came out a year before this one and is probably part of the reason why this movie was made.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. And in on the, this one...
All right, until next week. Happy Horror Fest. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
What the fuck? I'm Kevin.